Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Lisa?
It's Lisa on the phone.
Emma,
I actually like to send my apologies. I should have phoned you before now, but I've been quite busy this morning. My brother's been in and out. What had actually happened was last week, over a fortnight, where I'd actually split my head open. I'm still getting my words muddled up. I'm saying things differently. I'm getting letters muddled up. I was knocked out for several hours when it happened. When I presented myself at hospital, I was delirious. They sent us home delirious, and I had like slight amnesia for the first few days. Everything was fuzzy. I couldn't remember things, and it's just I'm still not right yet because I keep my words are actually getting worse. I'm confusing my words. I'm saying things that are total opposites to what I'm saying. Meant to be saying things like that, and I just today especially I've just woke up my neck sore on the side that happened and everything. And I just really can't hear conversation just at this moment in time. I'm afraid to hear.
Okay.
Because I know I'm going to get things muddled up and stuff, and it's going to take even longer. I need to actually get to the hospital or the doctors to see about it, to see if there's any long-term damage.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's happening more and more frequently as time goes on, that I'm getting my words muddled up.
Right.
So I'm just not wanting to give a statement at the moment until I've at least got it. That situation addressed, and I just keep forgetting to phone my doctors. Actually, memory loss as well is actually going as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm honestly not ready at the moment. I thought
okay.
It was the other day, but the past 2 days, my words have been getting muddled up. Almost every other sort of thing I'm saying, especially, like I only see my downstairs neighbour every day, and he's got his own brain injuries to deal with, but even when I'm talking to him, he's laughing because I'm getting my words totally muddled up and stuff, although it's not a laughing matter, but it sounds funny at the time when it's happening. If you know
okay.
what I mean.
Yeah.
But it's actually quite a serious thing because let's
yeah.
say as the days go on it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah,
you know, I'm getting a wee bit concerned myself about it.
Yeah.
It went to the hospital at the time, we got a CT scan, but they sent us out at 11:30 at night, sent me home to an empty house.
Right.
Again, things like that, nobody to look after us or anything in the house or anything to see what else happened. And for the first couple of days here, it was all over the place. No remembering this, no remembering that. I still didn't remember how it happened, although I had been drinking right enough, so that is one of the main reasons. But there was, following that, there was nowhere, there was a lot of blood where it could potentially happen, because my clothes are covered in blood when I went to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my shoes are covered in blood, but I'm missing a pair of trousers. There's another head spinner. I don't know what trousers I had on that day. I've looked and I can't find any bloody trousers. But everything else had blood all over it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got wee bits here. I'm trying to remember anything to be that night. My neighbour told us my cousin was still at the house. Because it was actually her and my neighbour's like a wee birthday party we were having.
Right, okay.
Then I was in that paid for the drink for bits, Ken. But, no, just... It's just too much going on at the moment here.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Could I postpone it a week or two? Well, it's my birthday a week on Friday, so could we leave it till after that? 7th of August, my birthday's on.
Yeah, I'm off on that day anyways. How about the
10th,
the Monday?
I'm still going to hear you. I'll check and see if it's volume on men. What was down slightly, was it? Did you say you were on holiday then anyway?
Yeah, I'm away on the 7th anyway. So can you do the 10th?
Yeah. That would be the Monday following, obviously.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. I'll change it to then.
Appreciated. I do apologize if we've got people waiting and stuff like that, eh? There was a question I was to ask you, and for life was, I can't remember what it is. My little brother, who's doing the same thing, through the same solicitors as I'm doing it through yourselves, MMA.
Okay.
And his name's Michael Tarbert, and he was just a bit confused that he's no had it. Oh no, that's what it was. It was to give his new number.
Right. Yeah.
Because he's changed his number. He changed it about a month ago. His number. So me and my little brother have had correspondence and phone calls and things, but he hasn't. My little brother, we're all the same family, the Tarbert family. Although my name's Pat now, but maiden name's Tarbert, you know. There's me, William, and Michael that are doing it with yourselves. And possibly my brother Tommy, but I'm not sure. Thomas Tarbert, I'm not sure if he's... He did get the information to go with yourself, so we're all staying together as a family sort of thing. Although we're brought up totally different from one another, but we're all going to be going with the same thing, you know, keeping it all basically together, if you know what I mean. Although it's all treated separately, we're going to do it, we're all done at the same time type of thing.
Yeah, I get that. No problem.
So,
do you want to give this new number?
I'm able to call you back on this number in about 15 minutes or so, because I'm actually out in my back garden with the dog at the moment.
Yeah, that's
She's out getting her toilet and stuff, so I'll phone you when I get back upstairs. I'll write his number down. Actually, wait a second. I'll put you on speaker. Nah, I could give you it while we're talking.
Yeah.
And that way, that's that out the way, because then if I didn't, he'll be, how did you not tell them, blah, blah, blah. So, you got pen and paper?
Yeah.
It's 07337.
Mm-hmm.
288.
Yep.
064.
Yep. Okay, perfect.
And his date of birth, 22nd of June, 8/8, just in case you think, oh, she could be anybody on the phone, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely, perfect.
At least know his date of birth and where he resides now. Well, where he resides when he would have done it, it's 49 Sandyman Street. It's for his address.
Okay, perfect. That's brilliant. Well, yeah, I'll book you in for the 10th. If anything changes and you can't do that either, just give me a call or drop us an email.
Yes, certainly will. I'll be in touch.
Yeah.
I'll not leave it till a day. That's what I'm saying. I forgot about you. No, I spoke to you a couple of days ago.
That's okay. Don't stress
and
it happened.
I wasn't until the phone rang there. I was like, oh, no, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know. I was like, God, I forgot. Because it completely escaped my mind. Although I remembered about it yesterday. No, I remembered about Monday. I didn't remembering it yesterday. But I did remember on Monday that Wednesday I've got that call at 2 o'clock and then just...
It's all right. Don't you worry. We'll do this another time when it's better for you, yeah?
Yeah, appreciate for that. Appreciate
okay.
And my apologies again to anybody else who may have been joining on the call.
Don't worry, that's no problem at all.
They've made a space in their diary as well. Now they're at loose end for another hour. You know what I mean?
No, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry.
Okay, that's great.
Right.
Well, I'll speak to you on the 10th then. That's
I'll
brilliant.
Speak to you
I'll
then.
Actually put it in my diary so I'm not forgetting about it.
Yeah.
I'll do
all
that
right.
When the golf
Thanks.
Is there. Right, okay.
Perfect.
Thanks very much. Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.